Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First, let's give a big round of applause to, we had a great chairperson of this campaign, Billy Thompson. Let's give him a round of applause. And our co-chairperson, Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez, let's give her a round of applause. We had the greatest campaign team ever assembled, and I know something about governor's campaigns. I had the best campaign manager, Joe Prococo, who brought it all together. We had a finance chair like none other, Andrew Farkas. We had the best volunteers you could imagine all over the state of New York. We got such fantastic help from our brothers and sisters in the labor movement. I was proud to be endorsed by the AFL-CIO and Maggie Moran and the laborers and Peter Ward and the hotel workers and Neil Quattro, what they did for us. I want to thank all the people in the Office of the Attorney General, the best staff ever assembled, who did great work for the people of this state. I am blessed. My first decision turned out to be the right one. We have a star for Lieutenant Governor, great mayor of Rochester. He's going to be a fantastic public servant. Big round of applause for Bob Duffy. I want to thank all my family and all my friends who stuck with me over a very long and bumpy road with ups and downs, but people who never gave up on me. Thank you, and I love you too. Thank you very much. And as a point of personal privilege, wherever I went in this state, people would come up to me and talk about a man who they missed. And they invariably always said the same thing. They said, this man stands for principle and integrity and quality in government. And how they miss that in Albany today. And his name is Governor Mario Cuomo. My friends, the people have spoken tonight, and they have been loud and clear. And they spoke all throughout this campaign, and it was my honor and pleasure to listen. They are angry that they are paying for an economic recession that they didn't cause. They are frustrated when they look at the dysfunction and degradation of Albany. They're disgusted, and they are right. And what they are saying today is they want reform, and they want that government in Albany changed, and that's what they're going to get. The mandate tonight is to clean up Albany and to have elected officials who represent the people of this state and not the special interest and not the lobbyists. The people want a government of competence and performance and integrity, a government that manages its finances and can balance a budget just the way they have to balance their budget at home. The people want a government that realizes that there is no economic future for the state of New York if we are the highest tax state in the nation. If we want to keep young people here, you want to bring jobs here, you want to grow jobs here, you have to get taxes under control in the state of New York. The people of the state of New York want a government that they can trust, a government that they can be proud of once again, the government they deserve, and they are going to get it. And my friends, I can't tell you how proud the people of New York make me today. Because let's be honest, all through this campaign, the other forces, the opponents, were trying to divide the people of this state. It was the oldest political tactic. It was divide and conquer. They were trying to exploit the fear. They were trying to exploit the anger. They didn't just do it in New York. They tried it all around the country. But they tried it here, too. And they tried to put wedges in the beautiful mosaic that is New York. And they thought that they could separate us. And they thought that they could divide us. And they thought that they could take our diversity and make it a weakness. But they can't. My friends, they really didn't know who they were talking to and who they were dealing with. They really didn't know where they were. Yes, we are upstate and downstate, but we are one state because we are New York. Yes, we are black and we are white and we are brown, but we are one state because we are New York. Yes, we are rich and we are poor, but we are one state because we are New York. Yes, we are gay and we are straight. But we are one state because we are New York. And that's what this state proved. The people of the state listen to their better angels. And the people of this state today say, you're not going to divide us. You're not going to separate us. You can try it somewhere else, but you're not going to sell that in New York. We are one. We are united. We believe in community. We believe in finding the similarities among people. And we're not going to let you separate us. Yes, we have challenges. Yes, we have to clean up Albany. Yes, we have to get the economy running. Yes, we have to rebuild trust with the people. We're going to do all of that because we faced worse than this before. But we're going to do it together. We're going to be united. That's what made this state. And that's what's going to make this state the Empire State once again. And tonight, my friends, the campaign is over and the politics are over. And it's not about being a Democrat, it's not about being a Republican, it's not about being an independent. We are New Yorkers first, and we're going to leave here today as New Yorkers. And we are going to be more united than we ever have been before, committed to reinventing this government and giving this state a government that it can be proud of. Competence, performance, integrity, that's the government they deserve. That's the government they're going to get. That's what you made possible. We're going to have a great lieutenant governor. We're going to have a great team. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making it possible. Let's go do it. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.